Here's the translation of the text to English. Oil prices extend gains on concerns of potential U.S.-Iran conflict. Oil inches up after 4% spike on U.S.-Iran tensions, surprise inventory draw. U.S. EPA plans to loosen mercury rules for coal plants this week, NYT reports. Trump signs order on domestic herbicide supply for defense purposes. White House says oil settles up 4% on Iran-U.S. tensions. Russia-Ukraine talks end without breakthrough. U.S. and Uzbekistan sign critical minerals pact. White House says it's in best interest of Cuba to make big changes soon. Asia shares buoyed by tech as Iran rate uncertainty loom over markets. Exclusive Germany seeks more F-35 jets as European fighter program falters, sources say. Pernod Ricard sales fell in first half, trend improved in second quarter. India AI summit stumbles as Bill Gates pulls out. Chaos mounts. Samsung shares hit new peak on report of higher AI memory prices. JP Morgan in talks to bank for Trump's Board of Peace. FT says Australia's Zipco tanks over 34% in decades worst session on earnings miss. Indonesia, U.S. firms signed $38.4 billion in trade. Investment deals. Bernstein flags major upside for industrial gas leaders as space demand accelerates. How China plans to dominate global trade long after Trump. Australia jobs rise less than expected in Jan, labor market still resilient. AI boom underpinning U.S. business spending on equipment, housing market still weak. U.S. single-family housing starts rebound in January, building permits decline. Argentina expected to start 2026 with trade surplus. Continuing trend, Reuters poll. Trump advisor Hassett suggests New York Fed researchers be punished for tariffs argument. U.S. industrial production surges, outperforming expectations. U.S. building permits decline. Further, a glimpse into the economic future. U.S. building permits soar, exceeding expectations and bolstering. USD IMF maintains China's growth forecast at 4.5% for 2026. Asia holidays as U.S. Iran work to avert conflict. U.S. orders restrictions on new FEMA disaster deployments during DHS shutdown. BOJ to hike policy rate to 1% by end June, sooner than forecast before election, Reuters poll. Japan PM faces challenges selling proactive fiscal policy to bond vigilantes. RBNZ's Silk says next move in rates is likely up. But risks remain on both sides. Trump says U.S. trade balance to turn positive in 2026. UK should drop fiscal goals for new traffic light system, IFS says. Dollar perks up as Fed appears in no rush to cut rates. Fed minutes show officials grappling with policy split, impact of AI on economy. Bitcoin falls below 67K after Fed minutes strike hawkish chord. Bitcoin falls, hovering under 67K, after Fed minutes hint at possible rate hikes. Cresus Labs raises $13 million from Hanwha Investment and Securities. Goldman Sachs CEO David Solomon reveals he owns Bitcoin, Bloomberg. Sai launches Perps platform, combining CX speed with one-chain settlement. Greenlane names Jason Hitchcock CEO to lead digital asset strategy. Exclusive, MyX completes consensus-led funding round ahead of V2 launch. Bitcoin slips, hovers under $68 in holiday thin trade. Zercuit Finance launches institutional-grade one-chain yield platform, targeting 8-11% APR. ICG begins share buyback program. Appoints Amundi nominee director, Freeport reaches agreement with Indonesia to extend mining rights. Genesis Energy expands tender offer for 7.5 senior notes. Genesis Energy prices 750 million senior notes offering at 6.75 cent. Vietnam Airlines finalizes order for 50 Boeing 737 MAX airplanes. Compass Pathways prices $150 million public offering of ADSs. Kathy Wood's ARK sees major stock shifts with Recursion and PagerDuty. Zenvia receives NASDAQ notification on minimum bid price. Deficiency, SmartStop Self-Storage REIT secures $500 million credit facility. Easterly Government Properties announces 0.45 quarterly dividend.